All right, finally connected with Ipswich High School football coach Kevin Fassett. His times are really off from my times. My times are weird. But anyway, Coach, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's just playing phone tag. I'm sorry about that, Coach. But, you know, you got some love from the Boston Globe. At least your linemen did. Big win over Newburyport. Tell me how things went in that one for you.
Yeah, no, it was great. I thought our guys came off the ball pretty strong and, you know, wanted to get off to a good start. And when you score on your opening drive, that helps a ton. We still got some hiccups that were, you know, or mistakes we keep having in games that we got to clean up. But, you know, I thought for the most part our kids worked hard. And that game was back and forth for a while, and I thought we dealt with the ups and downs of the game pretty well. And I was happy with how they were able to respond after mistakes.
Sometimes when you get an early lead, especially if it's easy on your first drive, doesn't work out so well the rest of the game. I've noticed that a lot of times. But you guys kept the pedal to the metal. And, again, according to the Globe, it started with your guys up front. You want to mention them a little bit?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, the offensive linemen don't get enough credit because they're doing all the blocking, and you see the names of who's rushing and scoring in the newspaper, which is outstanding coverage by you guys. But, you know, up front, those guys have been outstanding, you know, right from, you know, moving right through. And do you want me to mention their names, or you already got those? Or
I've got them. I'm watching the Globe, but listen, let's give them some love here. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Nikhil Walker is playing tight end. He's just a, you know, really strong, big player who's taking great pride in blocking. You know, and he had a couple of passes that he caught last week, and he definitely earned it. Jack Wiles, senior captain, has been outstanding, you know, blocking and, you know, really taking great pride now, you know, jumping in as a nose tackle on defense also. Joe Perro's doing a great job at the offensive guard position. We got two guys rotating at center, have been working really hard and have been great because it's kind of tough to rotate centers with Jackson DeGrappo and Nate Stevens. You know, Pat Gillis has been our other guard, and he's been really, you know, doing a great job pulling and then helping us, you know, set the edge. And same with the last person is our left tackle, Aiden Lewis, who has also been outstanding, and those guys are taking great pride in what they're doing.
Man, that's great when you can rattle them off like that. That's so cool. Hey, listen, Coach, I heard you call one kid his brother's name. If you coach long enough, you're going to be calling these kids their dad's names at some point. Just keep that in mind. It stays with you. Coach, your offense, tell me again about that, because, you know, I remember talking at the beginning of the season that you were putting in some new wrinkles and so on, and how's it working?
Yeah, it's going well. I mean, like I said, some of the hiccups are my probably bad play calling, to be honest with you. We put in a brand new offense and a brand new defense in a short season. So when you do that, we completely dumped what we did before. So it's there were some mistakes early on, you know, and I'll take the blame for it. You know, if the kids are making mistakes, that means I didn't coach it up correctly, and the assistant coaches have been doing an amazing job getting us where we got to be. It's just, you know, hopefully if I clean up my mistakes, we'll hopefully get a little better.
Sound like spoken like a true teacher, Coach. Always give credits to the kids when they get it right, and it's my fault when they got it wrong. I'm familiar with that. I really am. Well, Coach, beating Newburyport, that's got to feel pretty good. They're a big, tough team as always. You know, good start. Halfway through the season now in the league, in the CAL. Tell me a little bit about how you would give marks to the kids at this point, and if you were grading your kids, halfway through the year, through the football season anyway. How do you look at this? How are you evaluating the team in terms of where they were and where they are?
Yeah, I think we had a long way to go. But as far as, you know, we're 3-0 right now, but I would say we played against three very good opponents. You know, there's a big difference in my opinion. Sometimes you go through certain teams that may be up or down, and I would say all three of those teams, you know, in a normal year are all solid playoff teams that can make a run at this thing. So it was, there were three, you know, well-coached, hard-working teams that, you know, the game could have went either way. I know the end result isn't always a one-score game, but those teams are all very respectful, and we play them again, they could beat us a second time, you know, so it's like, it wasn't like any teams that struggled that we've beaten so far. So I'm happy with that. We've got a long way to go. You know, we got Linfield coming up who looks like they're doing very well also. So we're kind of keeping our focus on, you know, one day at a time and with COVID and everything, just hoping we make good decisions and stay safe and our games don't get canceled. You know, it's just it's tough. You just never know.
Well, some of the changes, I mean, Winthrop last week, I couldn't believe it. They changed on a Tuesday for a Saturday game, and they ended up playing Thursday, a Division I school, and they beat them. But it's
impressive.
It was very impressive. And what you guys are doing as coaches and teachers is impressive also. And I really congratulate you and thank you for doing that, because the kids are enjoying it across the board. I know that. Everybody I talked to said, doesn't even matter what the weather is. They're just happy to be at practice, never mind playing. So I appreciate that, Coach. When is Now, when and where is your game against Linfield?
Yeah, we got 5 o'clock home. They kind of shuffled the deck a little bit, and it worked out pretty neat because Newburyport would have had to play Linfield a second time, but they're going to go play Pentucket. We were going to play.
Mm-hmm.
We're home against Linfield at 5 o'clock on Friday, and I think that's going to be an outstanding game. I think, like I said, they're big, fast, and strong, and they're playing really good football right now, and we're going to have to bring our best game just to have a chance.
All right, and you guys aren't doing the 12% capacity. It's just parents, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah.
I got to circle back with that as things have changed, but I think it's a couple parents per.
Yeah.
You know, I think the away team's allowed to. I don't want to lie to you.
No, that's like fine, Coach.
You
guys were overloaded with what you have, and we've got the links up to the video and stuff and all that. So I just wish we could have more people there. But the main thing is the kids are out there enjoying it. Should be a good one.
Yeah.
I'll be talking with Coach LeMuster here pretty soon. So good luck, Kevin, and thanks for being patient with me, man. As we try to connect here.
Oh yeah, no problem. Thank you for everything you do. I mean, this game too is going to be really fun because it's come down to the last play. I want to say the last 3 years,
uh-huh.
At least the last two that I can think of, and it's just been back and forth games, and both kids are playing hard and playing the game the right way. So anyone that's watching it, you know, should have a blast, and you know, we look forward to the opportunity, just like I'm sure they do.
I love it, Coach. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Kev. All right, bye
bye.
That is Ipswich High School football coach Kevin Fassett with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.